Harbor's New Country Kicks 95.3. It's Loose Man in the Morning with the Kicks 95.3 Morning Show. Hey, it is that time of the year. We're getting close. We're almost to Halloween. And, of course, typically right around Halloween time is when Aberdeen and Hoquiam High School start their food ball competition. Something that's been going on for well over 30 years now here in the Twin Harbors. It's a little different twist. Starting last year, because of the pandemic, the two high schools had decided not to compete with each other, but to work together to raise money for the Grace Harbor County Food Banks. And joining me, Hoquiam High School students, junior James Monroe and senior Katie Burnett, along with Aberdeen High School seniors Laverne Fagerstead and Sophie Bridges. Welcome, everybody, to the Kicks Morning Show. Let's start off with James and Katie with Hoquiam High School. No competition. There wasn't one last year. There's not one this year. How do you guys feel about that? Do you miss the competition, or are you liking this better?
A little bit of both. It was really stressful, and now that we're paired up, it's not as stressful for everyone. Mm-hmm. It kind of is nice because we can lean on each other.
Yeah.
And we just miss the competition because, like, we're rivals, so it made it more fun and stuff.
Yeah, you know, the rivalry, it seems to me, between Aberdeen and Hoquiam High School has really, like, lost some of its steam. You guys think that's a good thing?
I think it's a good thing, considering we don't want anyone to get hurt, and we don't want anyone's, like, feelings to get super hurt anymore. Like, I'm happy to be collaborating with Hoquiam this year, so.
With last year being the first time you guys collaborated instead of competed, what was the thing that you noticed that was different about it, besides that spirit of competition, though? Did you feel like it was more about for the community and less about the battle? And did that help?
I think it helped because we were trying to beat a number versus trying to beat each other.
Yeah.
And so we pushed to get more for our community instead of, like, trying to beat each other.
Now, how did that go last year? Did you guys meet the goal, beat the goal? I mean, I know it had to have been difficult because we were in the middle of a pandemic.
Because of where we were at the time, we didn't really have a goal. The only goal was to raise as much as we really could, and we raised as much as we could during that time.
What is the goal for this year? What's the number you're shooting for?
70,000.
70,000 pounds. And what is that in dollars? It's a lot of money, right? 70,000 pounds, but they calculate that as a dollar a pound?
I think it's $70,000.
Well, with inflation, I would think you'd want to make that $2 a pound, but I could be wrong. Maybe $3 in this economy. I'm not sure. You got a lot of events coming up to help raise money. Obviously, the events aren't as inclusive as they used to be because of the pandemic and people still worried about COVID-19. But I imagine there's a little bit more involvement with people being able to be involved than there was last year. So what are you looking forward to?
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of involvement this year with the community, which is really, really nice because last year we almost didn't get to have anything. We did a few events, but this year we have our calendars full. Yeah. And so we get to have a lot more events this year, which is really, really cool.
The kickoff is tomorrow. There's a big parade, 1:30. And where's that parade? And you guys are doing this together? You're both having your own parade. You're going to be parading together.
It's going to be one parade together, and we're going to start at the PUD, and we're going to go all the way to Aberdeen High School, and then we're going to drive all the way over to Hoquiam High School.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to go through the schools, and then...
How many people are going to be in this parade? Is it just you four? You guys
no.
going to bring, like, some tubas or anything?
No.
No? Okay. Is there going to be, like, marching band, anything like that?
I think it's our ASB classes coming together in our cars. Oh. Whoever can drive gets to be in it and decorate our cars in your school colors, which is really cool.
Oh, that'll be fun. And that's going to be happening tomorrow, 1:30. And then Saturday, you get into the community blitz where you get out and start blanketing every place and getting as much money as you can from folks or food donations. There's a drive-up and donates as well. Where are those donation locations at to drive up and donate? Is that at the schools? It looks like you have to call the high school office to where you want to get your... Oh, you pick them up.
Yeah, so the community blitz and any other day, too, we're going to be... That's like our dedicated day, though, to go around to businesses and to people's houses to pick up money. Whoever wants to donate, you just have to call other or whatever high school you want to call. And we'll be answering phones. I'll be answering phones at Aberdeen. So you'll say hi to Lauren Fagerstein.
All right. And some of the events coming up this Monday, November 1st, Muscle Beach Volleyball. And Hoquiam Swanson's bailout, and then Saturday, November 6th, it looks like the Great Race. What's the Great Race? That sounds like fun.
The Great Race is there's going to be different stations throughout Emerson and the middle school and our high school. And you have to, like, solve a little puzzle or something.
Okay.
And then you have to go to your next station. And then you have to go through, like, 10 or 12 stations. And, yeah.
Kind of like that show.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Great Race. Okay, that sounds like fun. And that's going to be happening on November the 6th. And then the whole thing comes to an end Sunday, November the 7th, with a big community blitz. And then we get to the final numbers, I would imagine, sometime. The final weigh-in on Monday the 8th at the Grays Harbor PUD, where it's been for years and years and years. Well, good luck, you guys. And it's nice to see you guys cooperating with each other and instead of throwing eggs at each other, which is kind of nice. Did they still do that? They still throw eggs?
We didn't get egg this year. So
that's good. That's good. All right. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep up the good work, guys. Appreciate that. And if you see the kids out canvassing or in front of your grocery stores or gas stations or Walmart, wherever, hey, give a couple of bucks. It goes to a great cause. And they're giving up their time with their friends to do this, right?
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Thanks, guys. It's 8:20.